Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
His mother named him Ricardo Valenzuela. She'd know him as Richie Valens, and we're glad, always glad to play his music. We the late, great Richie Valens. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. We got Stephen Little here. StephenSLittle.com is where you can find him and all his books on, and plus his, anything by Stephen with a V. His books are all available wherever books are sold. Stephen's helping us with some of our growth thinking. We were previously, Stephen, talking about key employees, and but let's just talk about just the concept of growth and the work that's required to make that happen.
Well, I think that people become a key part of growth, and it probably, you know, I've got 7 rules of growth, and the most important of those rules is finding and keeping the best and the brightest. And in a time like this, I think it is possible for owners and even senior leaders of small businesses to start thinking that they're doing people a favor by hiring them, as mm-hmm. opposed to looking at it kind of objectively and truthfully, which is you're entering into a partnership with someone and to bring them in. You're not doing them a favor. You're doing each other a service. Mm-hmm. The best way to look at it is that I'm going to be more successful with those that think I have their best interest in mind, as opposed to in times like this, you should be lucky to have a job, and I'm going to take advantage of that situation.
Right.
And
right.
I always have loved Studs Terkel. Maybe some of your audience remembers a great writer in Chicago. He wrote a book called Working in 1972. I'm looking at it on my shelf right now. I've always liked it. And he once said this. He said, "Work is about a daily search for meaning as well as daily bread, for recognition as well as cash. In short, it's a sort of life rather than a Monday to Friday sort of dying."
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great quote that to remember that people in today's world are looking for actualization. They are looking for a life. They're looking for meaning in their work.
I call it the nobility of work.
And to allow for that.
My parents.
Right? To build a place that fosters that idea.
Yeah. In my first book, I dedicated to my parents for teaching me about the nobility of work. That philosophy that you just gave us, not theory, the philosophy you just gave us from Studs, I like that. I wish I'll have to, I don't have that book, I'll have to get it. But to me, that's the reason why I'll probably never retire, because I like working. I like those things. I like all the financial things that you said. We always, you know, but the other things that he said, the actualization, the fulfillment, the being productive, and not, and I love what you said about the Monday through Friday way of dying, or whatever, however you said.
People look for a life rather than a Monday to Friday sort of dying.
Exactly.
You're going to get a lot more out of people when they are energized and come to work every day with the attitude of "I'm alive."
Well, and that's what you want to do, isn't it? That's what you want to do with your people.
Exactly right.
You want to give them that opportunity to make their job turn into something that gives them that feeling, and that's the biggest challenge, I think, of a manager, of a leader, of a business owner. Don't you think?
It is, and you know, you hear every day people talking about loyalty, and especially I hear people talking about how there's no loyalty among young people.
Right.
And I say, you know, it's a two-way street.
Engagement is the big
deal. Young people don't see loyalty coming back towards them in many ways in the world in which they live. I think young people, my definition meaning under 40, look at the world today a little differently than perhaps you and I did, and they say, I don't see loyalty on the part of employers, therefore I need to do what I need to do to keep alive. And as soon as they find a place that seems to appreciate them a little bit more, I think you've got the loyalty thing, at least you're starting to move in the right direction so that there's loyalty on both sides.
Right, exactly. Last thoughts on growth, Stephen. I got about a minute.
Well, I'd say that right now it's interesting to see how the media talks about growth, that you've got some people talking about a double dip, while other people in certain parts of the country are talking about the first signs of inflation and the first signs of inability to find good people. And so I find that it's regional, Jim. The more I travel, and I've been a lot of places the last 3 months or so, it's still awfully bad in certain pockets, and it's starting to heat up in others. I don't know what to make of it, other than I think you got to be ready for. I got to be ready for either eventuality,
right,
because I don't think anyone knows 18 to 24 months from now what the economic landscape is going to look like in this country or the world.
One thing for sure, it's starting to get to the point where we got to quit blaming it on the recession. If it's
Hey, especially if you're a small business, you can make a difference without, even in bad times, there are ways to make it a good time.
Stephen S. Little, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on that, and you'll find his website and all his stuff. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.